Bond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Bangwe consent syringes Kalila Nama women trek for Antinental. Five suspects arrested over Chawama political violence. In international news, clinic in DR Congo Ebola Epic Center overwhelmed with patients. In sports news, Fat Aing Kuyani for technical director. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. A concerned citizen has expressed worry over an anticipated voter apath in the forthcoming general elections. Mr. Costa of Lusaka West has noted that the campaign mode on the ground is worrying as there is no positivity by politicians and citizens. He has called on political parties to up their games and campaign to citizens. He further observed that a lot of aspiring are unpopular.
PND asayemberele witness ya ma opposition ya kwanona kampeni ni mudi mwameni hili si showing a signal ya bwino kungankereko munga bantu wameni wanga ndo nda kumfota wanga chepeke kata kuti system ya mene hili komanja pa mwini quiet makombo ni umoro kapita so ya peja kapoti kamozi yako utu kumanyo che motoka ya ma hili che na ma stickers maybe uzae nda kuchoka kwa mene hili hatu tumtawe ngeto zao nabo moto ya moja tukapita quick but issue niko nkala so ili nkani monga ibama election ima funika wantu bankala away kutu mena angu soa pa umakonsu kumeti hivyo makande tuya nae nila monga ma MP makansela kawa ziyo bango ziyo sabati wa president HH zilavo utapa August but ma MP ziyo na makansela mena angu kawa ziyo no waziyo chukwa mulikwae.
Opposition citizen first TCF Serenges Kundalila constituency aspiring parliamentary candidate Bangwe Navile Chisenga says he is shocked that women in Kalila Nama Kabamba chiefdom still cover nearly 20 kilometers for antenatal services despite expanded CDF that only existed on paper in the area. Speaking to his campaign trial, Bangwe sympathized with the community for modeling bricks to build a clinic under one of the past member of parliament who could not manage to deliver iron sheets, leading to the structure falling apart. He further sympathized with the community for sharing fertilizer in gallons, ensuring them that the CF government will ensure they collect the correct number of bags and are paid for delivering crops to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. He pledged to engage NGOs under the Joining Forces Alliance and some members of the Zambia NGO Watch Forum to visit the area for possible collaboration with government to take health care services as close to the people as possible.
Even though the expanded CDF only exists on paper in this area, I sympathize with you for modding bricks to build a clinic and one of the past members of parliament which collapsed due to lack of iron sheets. I pledge to work with NGOs and government to bring healthcare services as close to the family as possible. I will also lobby for a classroom block so our children can continue beyond grade 7. Together, we must choose leaders who deliver climate-resilient infrastructure and ensure education and healthcare services are within reach for the family.
The Zambia Police Service has arrested five male suspects in connection with the political violence incident that erupted in John Howard compound, Chawama, Lusaka, on June 5, 2026, involving supporters of the United Party for National Development, UPND, and the Tonse Pamozi Alliance. According to police, the incident occurred around 13 hours and assaulted in multiple offenses been recorded, including aggravated robbery, malice damage to property. Police received a report at Chawama Police Station at about 13:10 hours and officers were quickly deployed to the scene where they restored order and launched investigations. Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the preliminary findings indicate that individuals believed to be aligned to the Tonse Pomoza Alliance allegedly attacked and resacked the UPND Ward 3 office in John Howard compound. During the incident, a laptop was reportedly stolen, while office furniture and equipment were destroyed.
Gabriel Mwale, age 45, of John Howard compound, reported that a laptop belonging to the UPND Ward 3 office was stolen. The value of the laptop has not yet been determined. Godfrey Chitalo, age 51, of Jack compound, reported that 5 office tables, chairs and other office equipment were damaged, with damage estimated at 30,000 kwacha. Laston Lungu, age 21, reported that he was assaulted and sustained back injuries after being hit by stones. A medical report form was issued. And Christopher Mumba, age 45, sustained injuries to his right hand during the disturbance. The incident is being investigated as a case of unlawful wounding.
Still in local news, a resident of Mutendere has called on the government to have a protective approach to combating diseases like cholera. Mr. Lazarus Ngoma has wondered why the government always takes a reactive approach of only sensitizing citizens when there is an outbreak. He has advised the Lusaka City Council not to wait for the rain season to take measures.
And in our case, we are just busy, they don't do anything in terms of food, in terms of like hygiene. So, I think I'm busy. In short, I'm going to say, but the farm is mine, it's my time to come back for mine. I think that's the only problem that we have. So, we need to talk about this. Even if there's no rain season, we need to talk about this.
And the economist Kelvin Chisanga says the enactment of the free education and pension law is a landmark achievement for Zambia's economic development agenda. Mr. Chisanga says the reforms are significant because they address both human capital development and social protection, which are critical foundation for sustainable and inclusive growth. He says free education is an investment in the country's future workforce and economic productivity. He further says, removing financial barriers to learning, government is expanding opportunities for thousands of children to acquire the skill and knowledge needed to participate in a modern economy.
Zambia's police framework getting to enhance some of the key strategic police line. It's important to understand that the aspect to do with education as well as pension may bring about a combination of positive impact. Actually, at a point when we are basically also seeing that we are attending to a number of policy development spectrum that need to be underscored from there. So the beginning point is that the signing of free education and the pension laws makes a significant milestone in the Zambian's developmental agenda, especially when it comes to policy reforms. So these are not just reforms basically to target social policies. They stand to be strategic economic investment aimed at building more inclusive and productive nation. Free education is investing in Zambia's future force or future workforce by ensuring that every child, regardless of economic background, has an access to learning and skills development. Education remains one of the most powerful tools for reducing poverty, increasing productivity, and driving long-term economic growth. At the same time, pension reforms are also important to strengthen social protection by improving income security for retirees, higher pension benefits which help protect vulnerable citizens, support household income, as well as stimulating economic activity through increased purchasing expenses that will be able to happen in the local communities. So this together, these two laws will address both ends of the development spectrum.
especially at the point of preparing the next generation for future opportunities. We are safeguarding the dignity and welfare of those that who have contributed to the national development aspect. So the challenge going forward would be to sustain, meaning